Lamatess Amadeus.
Ooh.
You started.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
There's not too much time there. Are you going next week?
Next week.
I know. Call today. Tomorrow we start.
Well, it might take more than one day. Kol is a mitzvah achas, mativin loy, umavrichin loy yomov. Person does one mitzvah, so mativin loy. Rashi says mativin loy is mashma in this world, umavrichin loy yomov is mashma in the next world. No, sorry, menoichos aretz is mashma in the next world. So mativin loy umavrichin loy yomov, menoichos aretz, both in Hi Alma and in Oilam Haba. Because she ain't always a mitzvah achas, ain't matimaloi, ain't matimaloi, ain't matimaloi, ain't matimaloi, ain't matimaloi, ain't matimaloi, that's chasidish for Reminu. Eil, the Dvorim Shalom, the Chabay, say, Matamaz, all of that. By Karen, came as Oilam Haba, Eil, Hain, could have aimed, Mitz Chasodim, Chanos, Orchim, Babas, Sholem, and the Chabay, is on the Tariq, and the good Kulam. So, mashma. Only these things do we say. It is oicha peiris b'lamazeh became a kayemis v'lelam haba. Only these things. And our Mishnah is saying kol ha'is a mitzvah chas. And our Mishnah is including both oilam hazeh and oilam haba, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. So it's a stira. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Achi Kamar kol ha'is a mitzvah chas yisera az chiyosav mitim loy. It means if he does one mitzvah more than his zchuyos. What does that mean? Meaning he has a balance of various and mitzvahs, and he does one more mitzvah to tip the scale, that's what it means. You say that was chiyosav. Okay, I guess that's what it means. But the problem is, mechlah, that implies the honech avila b'chad anami. If that's what you're answering the stira, then that implies that the the mission in peya. Is that in peya? Huh? So that is going on even that the only mitzvah you do. If the pshat is the answer in the stira, that our mishnah, which is talking about any mitzvah, that means mitzvah achas yisera of zchiyosov. That would imply that the ones mentioned in Eilu Dvarim are true, even if that's the only thing you did. Nichlal tohanech avidu b'chadanami. And that's very shver, because how could it be that he gets all these things and he has rei b'vainus? How could that be? So Amar Rabbi Shmaya loymar Shemayus or Shkula Machras. No, those mitzvahs that are in the Eilu Devarim, the pshat there is that if he has exactly 50-50, and in the 50% Zchuyus he has one of these, that's Machriya it Lekapschus. There are Mishra which says that if he does any mitzvah, Ha'oyus a mitzvah achas, that's talking about where it's one above the 50%. That's how he enters up the kasha. Right? Loima, Shemayish Shkula Machras. Period. Good. Now we have a new kasha. B'chol Oisim Mitzachat Yisera Yisera Mitivin Loi. We do good for him. The Shemayim, Hashem does good for him. Uremenu. Kol Shuzchiyo Yisera Merubin Me'avon Yisera Merian Loi. It actually has bad done to him. But don't make me yourself call Torah Kula as if you burnt the whole Sefer Torah. For the Shavim man afilo yisachas. Kol Shavim the son of Reuben mitzchiyo. Somebody who has more averus than mitzvahs. Matim aloi, then they do good to him. But don't make me your kaim call Torah Kula. For lechizo yisachas for many. He didn't even miss one word of the Torah. One letter of the Torah. So it's a stiro. I'm going to buy you masnis in the abdin le yoim toy vi yoim bish. Abai says, what it means is, like this, yeah. The braiso which we brought down, kosher, this thing that you do, someone who has more mitzvahs actually, so bad things happen to him. So the pshat is like it says in many places, like the Ramchal talks about, based on these Gemaras, that Hashem will exact whatever Puranas he needs to be totally Mesukon. Hashem will exact it from him in this world so that he goes into Olam Haba completely free and clear. And the one who has more Averis than Mitzvahs, so whatever Zechuyas, bit of Zechuyas he has, Hashem will give it to him in this world so that he'll go into Gehenim free and clear. So the Mativ and Loy of our Mishnah means, Rashi says, the Mativ and Loy of our Mishnah means, according to Abaya, it means we make from a good day and we make from a bad day. Which means a good day, according to our Mishnah, is actually what the Brisa is calling Marian Loy. The good day is that for the tzaddik, whatever Yisurin he needs to have will be taken from him in this world. Why is that a good day? Because that is going to be Masakid El Mabah for him. And a bad day for the Rasha, the bad day for the one with more Averis that our Mishnah is referring to, that's actually where he has all the reward in this world, because that's a bad day, because that's going to make that when he gets to Olam HaEmes, it's going to be only bad. The Rosh should be makabel, the Schar Mitzvos of, is what our Mishnah calls a bad day.
Why? It's Fisher's thing.
What do you mean, why?
Why is it a bad day? Because he's getting Schar?
He's getting it all here.
Yeah, because now he's going to be Mesukin Lo Yomra. Now he's totally prepared for pure Gehenim.
The question is, like, does that mean that any time a person gets something good in this world, is it?
Doesn't mean any time.
That's not
such an Indian.
Never get good.
Yeah.
For a Russia, Kaira. For a Russia that's having a great life in this world, that's because Hashem is giving whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever's close he might have, he's getting it all here.
Right. Right. So that's how body answers
can be
this
taken to that. Like should. You can say, yeah, okay, but you do get some. You can get some good in this world, and if you're.
Yeah,
but
there's still.
But the question is the approach to good that a person gets in this world. Like,
there's still Karen Kiemis.
Is all good to get in this world going to take away something from you?
I mean, there's still Eichel Peresin, but a mazeh, right? Yeah. So.
Right, so in other words, a person can be a tzaddik and they still have them, and they can still have some good in this world.
Yeah.
You see some tanoim that were very wealthy, very comfortable. Very
yeah.
Baron said showing that Mishnah.
What's that?
Baron Kazar said showing that Mishnah. The Eichel Peresin, these missions and that mission, the cases in this mission is talking about all things that you can see the fruits of what you do in this world.
Okay.
As I said, you can see the fruits of it.
So that's the things which.
You get Eichel Peresin, you can have some.
A person
not
Dabke has to succeed in the business.
What?
A person doesn't love Dabke have to succeed in the business. It's a bracha from Hashem.
Well, things which.
Oh, but you're saying when you do these mitzvahs, so you can actually see the payers of those mitzvahs as opposed to
physical
other things.
Payers, right. As a tefillin, you don't see the.
Yeah.
What your mitzvah to do.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's a bias terz. Rav Amar, how many of Yankevi? Rav says no. Rav says, Lo'oilom, could the Rami Korah, like that, she says. It's like we thought originally. Not like a bias. I mean, the bias flipped everything around. A bias says that the Mativ and Loy of our Mishnah really means Peronis. And that's a good thing. And the Marian Loy of our Mishnah really means he's going to get Schar, but that's really a bad thing for him. Or the Ein Mativ and Loy, whatever. Yeah. Rabbi says no. Loyalam is like we thought originally. The Mativ and Loy of our Mishnah is the Schar of the Peiris. Right? Like we thought originally, it's Peiris or Lamazeh. That's the Mativ and Loy of our Mishnah. It doesn't go on the Peronis is going to get. So then it's a steer to the Braiso. So Rabbi says, Hamani Rabbi Yankiv hi Tomar Schar Mitzvah by Almaleko. But the Braiso that says Marian Loi, that's a different Shita, that's Rabbi Yaakov Shita, who holds Schar Mitzvah by Almaleko. The Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov, Oimer, Ein Lecho, Kol Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Shekhsu, Betoira, Sheman Schar B'tzidah. There is no mitzvah, but the Torah gives us the Schar next to that mitzvah, Shein Tchiyav Sameisim Tluyim Bo, which is not totally in Tchiyav Sameisim. Which means to say, whenever the Torah gives the Schar for that mitzvah, the Torah did not mean this world. Because Schar Mitzvah B'hai Amaleko, and whatever Schar the Torah is talking about over there, is a Tchiyav Sameisim Tchiyav Schar. And then he explains, so you see the both promises for a long life and good life. What if a father told the son, and he went and he sent away the mother bird, but not to the son, because he was on his way down, not for a mace, and he died. What happened to the Pasuk? Ela must be the man yitav loch, lo elam shikulay toy, but man yivikin yemek, lo elam shikulay roich. It's going on, elam habo. That's Rabbi Yaakov Zvenayi, it's going on, elam habo. I would do my lab hachi habo, what's Rabbi Yaakov Zvenayi? And maybe Taka, it would never happen. He's saying, I have a raya because what if he falls out and dies? So what, but maybe he won't, maybe Taka, well, that won't ever happen. Terence is, Rabbi Yaakov Maisach Chaza, he Taka saw it happen. He saw it happen, so he said, I see it happen, how could it be? Ela what? That's not what the Pasuk was talking about.
Life experiences,
yeah. Maybe it's still not a right. Even if you saw it happen, maybe it's still not a right that the pastor was going to Olam Haba. Why? Duma Mahar Bavera. Maybe the guy was being Mahar Bavera, and therefore he was not protected by the mitzvah. Teretz says it can't be Machshava Roi. Here, Avera, it was going Mahar to do an Avera. Right, machshava ra to do an avera is not Hashem's not mitzaref lamaisa, and therefore you shouldn't have been gotten hurt by it. I would do my bar, but by this kachav and mavo, except for the man tofes is based itself b'li bom. We see that by desire is an exception to the rule that a person is held accountable even for the machshava to do by desire. So I is what Rabbi Yankov is raya. The answer is even amiyach gemar. No, that's what Rabbi Yankov meant also. Either a daitach shchaim mitzvah b'hai alma. My log and mitzvah soleh kihek the lalisa that they hear her. So Rabbi Yaakov is saying hagufa. Even if you want to say he had some kind of hira by the zora, hagufa. If the pshat is that the schar that the promise by the mitzvah is in this world, that itself should have protected him from the hira by the zora. So even if you want to explain away why he fell down and died, it's hira by the zora. Hagufa kashish that it still should have protected him. So I zavaraya, it's not going in this world. It's going in the next world. How could Rabbi Yaakov have seen such a thing? So that's on the way to the mitzvah. Shiny, that's different. On the way to the mitzvah is different. Here it was on the way back. Right? Beloved in the Gemara Pesachim, we saw the Gemara Pesachim, we learned it out from that they were able to leave their land, their sodas, and go to Yerushalayim and come back by the regal. Remember that sugya?
Yeah.
We had it over there in Pesachim by checking the chorva for chametz. Maybe get bitten by a scorpion or something like that. Discussed it over there. So, how could it be in Yizik? There it is. Sulam Ra'uav, it was a shaky ladder to Kviya Zeka. That's what he called the Makam of Kviya Zeka. B'chalechet Kviya Zeka lives in Mechiran Aniso. By Kviya Zeka, you can't be Samech and Anais. T'chsev, Yom HaShmuel, Eich Elich V'Shama, Shoh of Argeni. Shmuel said, I'm going to go to Shoh, he's going to kill me. Even though Avadi was sent by Hashem, Avadi was a Shluch HaMitzvah. But Bari HaZeka, there are no promises. Let's just finish off this part, and then I want to go back to something. This is all—it's all one hemshich. That's why I just want to finish off. Rav Yosef says, "I'm Rav Yosef. Umali darshi acher laikrok. If Rav Yankov barbati, if acher would have darshin this pasuk like Rav Yaakov, his nephew, it's his grandson, his daughter's son, lechoti wouldn't have sinned. Va'acher mehav my. What happened with acher? Ikedami ki hay gav nechaza. So ikedami what acher saw, but the reason acher became an apikoris is because he saw this happen." He saw the father send the son b'shulech hakein, and he died on the way down. So he said the whole thing. What?
Maybe it was his grandpa.
So Acher said Chas v'shalom, the whole Torah is not true. That's what he said. But had he known,
maybe it was actually Rav Yaakov's father was Acher's son.
Well, I don't know. But had he known, no, but that Gemara is saying, had he known the darshan the pasuk, Rav Yaakov darshan the pasuk, he wouldn't have had the kasha.
Yeah.
That's one. Or ikadamri lishin the chutz torgman chazer the begarli devracher. He saw a devracher a chazer dragging the tongue of Chutzus and Torgim, and he was one of the Asura Rugim Malchus. Omer Peh Shivik Magolius, the mouth which spoke pearls, the Lachich Ophir is going to be dragged licking the dirt. Nofuk, so he went out and Chot and he sinned. Okay. So all this is the Hemshech of Rava's Teretz. It was a Teretz of Abaye, Teretz of Rava. Let's go back. The Mechlek was Abaye and Rava had to answer up the Stira to our Mishnah and this Braisa of which is Mashma Fakert. This Braisa which is Mashma that Marian Loy. That it's something bad, that he has bad things happen to him if he has more Zchuyas. So it's like this. What were the two Terutzim? This is what Tosis is bothered by this. The way Rashi explained the Gemara, what were the two Terutzim? Abaye answered that our Mishnah, and it's not a stira. When our Mishnah says Mativan Loy, it means that he's going to have Yisur in this world. But the reason the Mishnah, which is like the Braisa says, but the reason the Mishnah calls Mativan Loy is because those Yisurin are only so that he should have a ticken for the Oilam HaNitzchi. And the same thing the other way around. That's a Baye. Rava says no. Rava says no. The Mishnah, when it says Mativan, means Mativan Mamish. Mativan Mamish. Who's the then, so what's the Braisa talking about? The Braisa of Yaakov. Yaakov holds Chaim Mitzvah HaMaleko. There's no such a thing. So Vada is only the only Yitzchak can be in the next world. That was Rava's teretz, and that led us into the how do we back him? Know that led us into the whole thing. Shluch Hakein, bechule bechule. So Frank Toys is a kasha. Toys brings this. Toys is the Ramaskal Masnisen. He brings Shitas Rashi, but he has a gavaldik kasha. Toys is the kasha. Right after he quotes the whole Rashi, the last one in the line is ha. About 10 lines down in Tosis. A little bit less than halfway down the Tosis. Last word in the line is ha. So back up 2 words. V'kosh. The Mishani ha mani v'byankavi. Rava answers. What does Rava say? Ha mani v'byankavi. Mashma dar hashto lo yukminin ka v'byakov. By Rava saying ha mani v'byankavi, that's mashma that v'byankav sheet is being first introduced now. Abaye, who said a different teretz, wasn't mentioning v'byakov. It's like Tosis. Ulabiyash are kuntris, but according to Rashi learned in Abaya, Labayanami bain mesis and bain baraisos, it could have Yankov. According to the Rashi learned, Abaya is also going like a Yaakov. The only difference is Abaya held even our Mishnah meant that. And Rav is coming to say, no, our Mishnah didn't mean that. What was all Abaya? What did Abaya come to say? When the Mishnah said Mativan, it didn't really mean Mativan. Which means what? Really, the Schar is talking the next world. Really, all we see here is that he's going to be get whatever Oynshom Yisurim needs now. And that's what the Mishnah means according to Bai, and that's what the Braisa means according to Bai. The Chiddush of Rava was, the Mishnah doesn't mean that. The Mishnah is arguing. The Mishnah always Mativan means Mativan. But even Abaya was going to, if we had to be introduced to Yankov Shita, we should have introduced even Abaya. Just Abaya is saying, even the Mishnah is masking to that, and Rava is making a machlokes out of it. So, but it's not mashma that way. That's the way Rashi seems to have set it up. Taisa's problem is it's not mashma that way in the Gemara. It's mashma Rav is introducing Rav Yankov for the first time. So what did Abaye? Well, suppose Abaye said. So what did Abaye mean then? That's Taisa's problem with you. Pshat. So he says, Azoy. Kach Pirush Abin Atam. Totally different shot in Abaye than Rashi. Totally different shot. Masnizid the Avnu le Yoim Toiv Yoim Bish v'Torvayu boilam azeh umativ and loy the brayza have a pirish a masnizin kloymar pa'amim, meaning he's saying Abaye held that the Mishnah means Yoim Toiv Yoim Bish in olam azeh, not like Rashi. Abaye agreed with Rava in terms of the Mishnah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Abaye will say the same as Rava in terms of the Mishnah. Mativan means Mativan Olam Hazeh. The Mishnah doesn't mean what Rashi learned in Abaye. That the Mativan of our Mishnah really means that he'll have a bad time in this world. Mativan means he'll have a good time in this world. Even Abaye holds the Mishnah means that. Just like, right? That Abaye and Rava agreed that's what the Mishnah means. Just what's the price of saying? The Brayis is the Perish in the Mishnah. Kloy Mar, meaning the Brayis is saying, sometimes he has a good day. In order that he should get the schar of his mitzvahs in this world. And that day, he's like a person that kept the whole Torah. But most of the days of the Rosh Hashanah, but raw, it's bad. When he has more bears than tchuyas, so he gets bad. Sometimes I'll make him a bad day in order to clean out his avoinus. Right, I'm sorry. Period. And that which the Brayis have said, sometimes you do bad to someone who has more mitzvahs. Sometimes he has a bad day to clean out his avoinus below mazeh. On that day, it's as if he burnt the whole Torah. Most of his days shorty but toiva are good because it's chayos and ruben avon isov. Behind the loyker of Yaakov, the maris chamitz behind the loyker of klal, and that's not like a Yaakov. Because the Yaakov holds there is no schar in this world. But Tois is saying it's very different pshat than Abaye. The way Rashi set up Abaye is that both our Mishnah and Brayis agree that the only goodness the tzaddik will have is a goodness of having bad in this world. That's what Rashi set up in Abaye. The problem is, it means Abaye is learning both the Mishnah and the Brayis like a Yaakov. Rava was the first one to choose a Yaakov. But Tosis holds that shver because it's Mashma. Rava is the first one to choose a Yaakov. So because of that, Tosis learning a different shot of Abaye. Abaye meant to say was Avada Yoim Toiv Yoim Bish. The words Yoim Toiv Yoim Bish he meant was like this: Avada the Mishnah Metivan Loim means Metivan Loim in this world. Now look at Yaakov. You could have good. You could have Schar in this world. Peres in this world. Metivan Loim in this world. Period. The Brisa meant that even though the tzaddik will have good in this world, there will be times where he'll have a yom ra in order to get rid of his, in order to be misakin for the next world. And who didn't forget by the Rasha, even though he'll mostly have a bad time in this world, there'll be times he'll have a yom toiv also because to get him ready to lose everything in the next world. That's what Bai learned the mission of the Brisa. The Mishnah is talking in general, and the Brayis are talking about what will sometimes happen. But if Abaye is not going to Yaakov, because Abaye holds in general, there is good in this world. So if you learn Abaye like that, then it's not true. Rava was the first one to introduce Yaakov. Rava came along and said, no, I agree with Abaye that the Mishnah is talking about Mativin good in this world, but that's because the Mishnah is not going with Yaakov. The Brayis is going with Yaakov. That was Rava's teretz. Because he doesn't like the mashmois, according to Rashi, that Rava was the one introducing Rav Yaakov Shita, when in truth it sounds like even Abaye held Rav Yaakov Shita. That's why he learned this new pshat. Yeah?
Just missed one part. how do you translate this part? The burning the same Torah.
What do you mean?
Why is it like a day he burned the same?
Yeah, that day. On that day, he's looked what? Right. Well, on that day, he's treated as someone. What?
Yeah, but isn't that the day that it's a good day?
No, it's not called a good day.
No, the Russia. That's the day that the Russia did good things.
No. So we should start. That's about the tzaddik. He has a day that it's like he burnt the Sefer Torah, which means he has a day where he's dealt with.
Oh, meaning it appears that he had done this bad thing,
right?
Because he got
because
bad
you see, he's getting
unction. Well.
Yeah. The real reason is
it's not like he did.
No. It means klape. I was being treated on that day. That's what it looks like. It's really for for the same purpose like we said before. What's the question?
Sefer Torah. What does it mean? I would have thought it's the opposite. He's getting
it looks the way he
on the day that he receives on the day that he receives that oinish, he appears as someone that deserves the oinish, even though he really, even though really it's only being done klape in order to set him up for the mabah. But on the in the time when that's happening, so that's what it appears like.
It's such a bad thing.
Yeah. Kimmy, not the.
It's like a very strong, you know, like it burned every word it would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what's the point of that analogy.
Yeah, pretty much what I just said is the punch of shot. Okay, right. One more thing Tysus points out, by the way. We don't have to do the whole Tysus inside. But the Gemara is mechalik between, we say that by Averis, the Mechshav is not Mitzarif Lamai. So we'll see more about the Gemara. We'll see more about that later. The Gemara says it more specifically later on. But by Mechshav is Avodah Zarah, it is Mitzarif Lamai. Tysus points out that not only by Mechshav is Avodah Zarah, it's Mitzarif Lamai. But by Oivdei Avodah Zarah also, it's Mitzar for the Maisa. Which means by Goyim, the Machshava Ra is Mitzar for the Maisa. And Tarsus brings a rise from Psukim. That this Vart, that Machshava Tov is not Mitzar for the Maisa, is only by Yid.
Meaning,
huh?
All of their Machshavas are Mitzar?
Yeah, meaning the Gemara is talking about a Machshava Avodah Zarah. But Tosfos is being raised that by goyim in general, by oiv de'avodah zarah in general, a machshava is mitzar for the ma'isa. Even for in general, for any of avodas. Because derived from Yaakov and Esav, Tosfos brings interesting raise to it. If you look,
oiv de'avodah. Didn't destroy.
Okay, very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. And the machshava behind it is that by yid it's always chelak of the kamimal, so it's always understood that the basic instinct is not to do the avera. So in as much as he didn't take it to fruition, he's not counted as a whereas by a goy. His basic instinct is to do it. So Melo, that which he didn't get to do was some oinus that prevented him from doing it. But otherwise he would have done it. It's basic.
Some of the areas which are the hearer itself is the aver, no? That's not what we're talking about
here. No, I don't want to hear it to do an aver. Yeah. Okay. Weiter. Vaiter. Rami Rav Tuvi by Rav Kisla the Rav. Rav Tuvi gives a S to steer it to Rav. Nan the Mishnah says go to Mizal Akh Mitimin Loi. That's our Mishnah. Us in Loi Asaloi. That means if we did it, yeah. We didn't do it, no. Ramini Yashav the Rav. If he sat down and didn't do an Avera, no, it's a mitzvah. It's enough not to do. Amahale Hosim Gagoyan Shabbat the Barvera, the Hadoi, Venitoi Menor. That's talking about what he had the Barvera come to him. And he didn't, and he held back from it. So then it's chah as if he did it. But just sitting there and doing nothing, that's not. This goyish lady was tovasim. Omer milso, so he said some kind of incantation. Came filled with boils. Yeah, what's kiva? Shkin is boils. All the kinds. Of the emails was if she did something, she did some kind of witchcraft, itzi, and he was healed. Orak, so he ran away. Tosha Bahu Beboni, he went to hide in this bathhouse. To have an island betraying, even if you went in with two people, if you live a yomim, even during the day, you have a mitziki, the mazikim would get you. Right? If you learned the Gemara's and Brachas over there in the beginning, during the day, with two people, mazikim that can attack you even then are pretty strong mazikim. And he ran in there. The Malkam of the Rabbanim, my man Nitroch, what protected you? They saw that he wasn't Nizoik from the Mazikin that were there. Amalu Shnei Noise Kesar Shemuniko Halayla, two soldiers of the Kesar protected me the whole night. Amulei Shemdevayver Balu Yadchem and Itzalte Menu. must be that the Vayavera came to you and you were say and you held back from it. The Tanina Kolabad, the Vayavera, the Adoy, Menitzel, Emenu, Oysel, and Neis.
Okay.
Gura koy koy se devaroy lishmay be kol devaroy goin be tzadik be chavero also that they were they conquered the gatzer that's called gibori koyach they conquered the gatzer be tzadik devaroy yom atchiruz the same story amar lo chalosh li boy I'm weak velo matzina it can be to the mechal I can't find something to eat. Oh, I can't, I'm weak and I can't listen, I can't do what you want me to do. It can be to the mechal, there's something to eat. Amarli, it can be to have a tumah to cook up for you. Amar lo, my nafka mino, the ovid, ha, ochel ha. So he said, why did it come out that dafka, all you have is a tumah for me to eat? Must be someone who listens to, and is boiling aramis is really roy to eat the dover tumah. That's what Rashi explains. Ha, oichel ha, which means when it does this, we'll eat this.